Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day. All right.
Mark Rohde and Anthony Heron in today, talking about the Bears. One thing about Big Ant. Let me just break it down like this with Anthony Heron when it comes to some of his style around here at the Score. And he is our football guy, very valuable member of WSCR, the Score.
I guess I'll call it my day job. Like, I'm the football guy here at the station.
Yep, that was Anthony Heron boasting his credentials to Craig Council. I don't know if you were trying to impress Craig.
The movie guy.
You were trying to get on the same level as Craig. You're like, we've got a boss here. You're like, let me act like a boss.
Baseball, I guess, is what I was going for there. Teach me a little baseball.
Like, you're the dumb football
guy.
This
isn't my wheelhouse. Like, spread some knowledge. Let me know, you know, what I don't know about your game.
Right.
This little round ball. All you throw around this baseball. Mine is oblong. I don't really get it.
That's hilarious because you did that actually with humility in mind. Like, teach me, I'm the dumb football guy. While Tanny and I seem to have heard it as boasting your credentials, letting the Score know who you are. Here he is. He is the Score's football expert. Honor him. Love him.
I see what you mean.
The light is shining on you. Right. You didn't get where we were coming from.
No, I didn't. But now I understand what you're going for there.
I didn't think you were.
I guess it's
kind of
like the Ben Johnson thing. It's kind of like that. You know, it's just open to interpretation.
Yes, as it is when. So Anthony Heron, all of that said, what I've noticed about Anthony Heron is that, you know, he's sporadic here at the Score.
Mm-hmm.
You host what on?
That's
average?
My role. That's actually, I'm not the football guy. I'm the sporadic guy at the station. That's my thing here.
But you do listen a lot.
Oh,
and so
P1, whatever that
you
means.
You are a P1. You punch button number
I'll
one.
Have
it's
you
a
guys
preset.
Teach me. I've heard that term so much over the years. I have no idea.
It's preset.
What
like
that means.
Little button on your radio that says number one. That's preset number one.
That's so much simpler than I thought it was going
to
be.
And we refer to that as like, the person who would be a P1 is like someone who listens to the Score all the time, every day.
So
like someone
it's in your preset, in your number one spot. You're a P1 Score listener. If you have the Score, so I'm like a P5.
What?
I know.
P5.
I got other stuff.
Let's try to think of the other radio stations that Anthony Heron is listening to. B96.
I was like based off of how frequently, I'm thinking there's some metrics involved with this. How frequently you listen to this station and do you have like the boxes that rate everything?
I'm a P1. I've been a P1 for a long time. And it's soundtrack. It's just, it's on, it's where you're going. It's what you need because if you want to stay on top of the right now in Chicago sports, it's the Score.
All the stuff. All the latest and greatest stuff. Chicago sports stuff.
So Anthony Heron, when he does come on the radio in a sporadic fashion, what he tends to do is correct the record, as in, because he is the football expert here at the station. He corrects the record. He tells us what we've gotten wrong. Like, and sometimes he'll text us during shows to tell us very nicely what we got wrong. So I thought to myself as I was talking to Tanny and Alex backstage before you got there, because, you know, you were late.
That's what I do.
As I was saying, I said, we got to do, I bet Anthony will come in here and he'll have something that we're getting wrong that he wants to correct the record, and you couldn't have had something more quickly when we asked the question to make all of what you were about to hear possible. Anthony Heron, what have we gotten wrong in Bearsdom?
I've heard all this celebration all this hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
Close. about the way that Ben Johnson and his staff.
Hullabaloo.
They're coaching hard. Yeah, they're just out there. They're spitting. They're cursing. They're yelling. The volume of these coaches. We're coaching football. I've never heard anything like all the coaching that the coaches are coaching. It's so coachy the way that they're coaching all the players who need coaching and they're being coached. I don't know, man. Like, y'all been at football practices before? Was it really that silent before? Was it really so different before? Like, they came in, they're implementing new systems on each side of the football. There's a lot of young talent. There's a lot of guys in their first couple years in the National Football League who do require instruction on what they're doing, and most of them did it poorly last season. Even the really expensive guys, most of them did it poorly last year. Then you got new guys coming in from all their championship pedigree and postseason appearances they brought from elsewhere. They're here and they're yelling too. So I'm sure practices are a little bit louder right now than they were last season in the third season of the previous regime. But I don't know. A practice with a bit more volume. It does not strike me as anything that out of the norm by the fact that the coaches are teaching people football. That is what they're employed to do.
Right, and to add to your point, and you're right for the most part. I mean, it is a story. It is true that we are hearing this head coach, like literally hearing this head coach more than his predecessor, Matt Eberflus, in terms of hearing his voice on the practice field, stopping plays, correcting players. That stuff is all very real. In terms of where we, the media, have taken it to have some greater meaning, that's where the fault is. Because right now, the practices, the way they're organized, the way they have moved, the speed at which they have practiced, the errors that they make, and the good plays that they make, nothing has looked very different from what I saw in OTAs under Matt Eberflus last year. Remember, here's the comp for that. When Matt Eberflus first came in, we were all enthralled with two things. You had the fact that he had these fast practices.
Track shoes ready.
That's all that needed to be said. Get those. And there were, and we did make a big deal out of it. And we were taught, like, players, oh man, yeah, that Flus really had us going. And then the other thing was the hits principle. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, who gets a loaf right there? And we're all in the media trying to figure out what's what and does it really mean anything for the offense? So all of that jubilant change and regeneration or refreshing of the page existed in the beginning of Flus. So this is different. But, like, should it be stacked up as a lead story? Probably not.
I remember the very first Matt Eberflus preseason home game, standing there with our mutual friend, Lou Canellis. We're over there, Fox 32. Bears preseason game has ended. We're doing some post-game coverage over for the station. I made a big deal out of Matt Eberflus and how organized the preseason game was and the lack of penalties that were there and how clean and crisp everything was. And I called out the sports nerds at the Score, Danny Parkins and Dan Bernstein, all these guys who were talking about Matt Eberflus wasn't smart. You know what? This team is organized. He got fired like 2 minutes later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.